You're
Okay.
one for
Good
you're two
evening.
biggest
There's
spins.
two people online, they say.
It's a Bruce and a Jay.
Oh, okay. Bruce and who, Caleb?
Jake.
Jake.
Oh, Jay. First of all, Bruce. Jake, right. Now, today is 7 what? 16. Yeah.
16.
Yeah, Chukah. Yeah,
16 to Schwab.
16, 19. 1, 2. All right, let's see. Bruce, you took care of all the unverified, I think?
Yeah, I did.
All right, that's it. Let me see. You look down there. Even 7-4, July 4th?
Let me see. Yeah. I mean, the last I looked, the only unverified were the two that you didn't verify yet.
Which one is that?
It was, there were two, and that was, I think, last...
No, I looked there. They're in. Those two dates are in. You didn't verify it.
I did verify it.
Maybe you put in a long, different time.
No, I had 60 minutes.
What are those two dates? What are the two dates?
Hold on a second. I'll pull it up.
Ruben Misuk. Who just came on now? Who's this?
Ruben Misuk.
Okay, Ruben Misuk. Misuk. All right. You're becoming a real loyal every week.
I have...
Yeah, go ahead.
The 14th is not verified,
7-14?
Which was Sunday.
7-14, you mean?
7-14. Everything else is verified.
7-14. Now, I noticed you didn't do 7-4, because it comes up on mine that it's not verified, unless you did it within the last 24 hours.
No, so 7-4, you said?
Yeah.
Were we on 7-4?
I don't know. Maybe we,
yes,
you weren't.
We were.
Were you on? Maybe you weren't.
Okay, I'll add 7-4.
You do have it in there?
I didn't.
Oh, maybe you weren't on. Could that be?
Oh, but it's verified.
Oh, it is.
July 4th.
Oh, Bruce, you were on 7-4. Okay.
Okay.
So that's verified now. Okay. I'm wiping it off. So only one I have to look at is 7-14. All right, who just came on?
Barry Cohen.
BC. Uh-huh.
Rabbi Schwab, which one is it that you show that I'm missing?
Yosef.
Oh, Yosef, hold it. Yosef, Yeshua. What'd you say, Barry?
Which one is it that you show I'm missing?
Barry Cohen, let me see. BC, Barry, 627.
You got it.
All right.
Charlie Eason.
All right, Charlie, yeah, Eason. All right, that's number 6.
Did you get Yosef Yehuda?
Yeah, you're number 5. Let me see. Are you clean? Do you have all, Yosef, you have all the old ones verified, you think?
I think.
Yeah, let me see. I'll look back one day. Yosef, Elazar, who's this? Mordechai Porter. Mordechai Kaufman has one. Who's this? Mordechai and MP. Who is that? Eliezer. Well, he's somebody else. You know, I looked up the word okay the other day, about a week ago. I said, where does okay come from? It comes from an old English word, all correct.
All correct.
They used to spell all, O-L-L, and correct with a K. So it became, like we have it now, okay, all correct, even though they spelled old English O-L-L-K-O-R-E-C-T. Anyhow, so that takes care of that. Barry, Bruce has one, 704. You took care of that?
Done,
okay. Let me knock that off. Alex, you took care of the two? Oh, he's not on yet. Charlie Eason, you took care of the one that you didn't verify? And Yosef Yehuda, you had 7. Did you take care of them?
I think so.
All right. I'm going to look later when I'm finished.
Okay.
Max, Barry Cohen, 1. Did you take care? Mary, do you have one in there still?
Just did it.
All right.
He just gave it to me, and I did it.
All right. Adon, not on yet. Avanpur Italian, 1. Max Pearl, 4. Charlie, 1. You took care of it, Charlie?
No. Which one is that?
I don't know. There's one there. Okay, look at it. You have a site. You have your own password. You go there. There's one that not air verified. Yosef Yeshua, are you 7, you say?
It doesn't tell him which one's unverified.
No, it doesn't tell me which one it is.
It comes up on yours, unverified. If you put it in and I didn't put it in, it comes up on mine, unverified.
That changed, Rabbi Schwab.
Yeah?
That changed recently.
What? Why?
That feature changed recently.
What does that mean?
So if you put something in, it just shows it on your end. It doesn't show it on his if it's not verified.
It doesn't show on my end. It just shows on your end.
Oh, hold it.
I don't like that feature, but whatever.
Yeah.
I liked it when it used to show unverified on your end and then showed me it was in the system on my end.
Oh.
But I just hit the verify button.
You mean
they
that...
Stopped
I'm going to go after this program. I'm going to go over through this again. I'm going to call everybody. Okay, who just came on?
Alex Schreimer.
Alex, all right. Alex, did you take care of the unverified?
I did. I believe there's one that you didn't
right.
take care of.
Yeah, what, 7-9, right?
Correct.
Oh, I'm going to see. Maybe it's mine. Okay, let me take a look at that. And you have another one, 627. You took care of that? Old one, June.
I'll take a look, but I thought I had it.
Yeah. Resnick is not on. Max.
I'm on.
You're not Resnick, though.
That's
you know, so I have like this.
Hello.
Bruce. I have
Hello.
Bruce, Jake, Misuk, Barry, Yossi Yeshua, Charlie Eason, Dina Rocco, Alex, anybody else?
Hi, Ruby. Hey, it's Gil.
Who?
Gil. Brazil.
Gil. Gil is the great, fabulous man this week. It helped in the part searching for that body. Rabbi Ruvain Bauman, they brought him to our Kehillah in Washington Heights, which is the Kehillah's Washington Heights, but the cemetery's in King Solomon, Clifton, New Jersey, down the road about 20 miles. They buried him there. I saw the whole, even though I wasn't there, I saw the whole procedure. 90-degree weather, 100 people there, and they were brought the body to Kavura. And you realize that they, when they found him, he was wearing tzitzis, and since he was wearing tzitzis and he's floating in the ocean 5 days, not one fish took a bite out of him. And
what?
Maybe he was 5 miles down the coast from Norfolk, Virginia to some little place in North Carolina, which comes after Virginia, and not bitten up in the ocean. Imagine, that's the protection of tzitzis. If you don't wear tzitzis, your body's not protected. A lot of people don't wear tzitzis. You know what that means? Out of all 613, that's the only mitzvah that is gematria 613. That means you do not believe in the mitzvahs. Because that's the only mitzvah of the 613 that has a gematria 613. And if a person doesn't wear tzitzit, he doesn't believe in the Torah. And the Torah is made up of 1,300 mitzvahs. You can say, oh, well, you can do whatever you want, but tzitzit is such a cheap little mitzvah. What is it called, $14? Under your shirt, nobody sees it. If a Jew doesn't wear tzitzit, it means he doesn't care if his body gets injured. And it's known, many cases in my life, I saw that people have accidents and got shot, and officers, lawyers, and the guy that wears tits is maybe not shot at all or some little grave, but not. There was a little famous case. The guy got angry because the lawyer said, we can't help you. You don't pay your bills. We're not going to deal with you. He came back and shot three guys, and the guy was wearing tits. It went between his arm and his chest, didn't even touch him, the bullet. Because he just that day put on tzitzis. He was a Baal Teshuva, and after many years, someone told him, you better wear tzitzis every day of your life. And that day, the other two guys were killed. He was safe. So we know this for centuries already. If you wear tzitzis, you're physically protected. A man floating in the ocean, and not one large, fish took a bite out of him in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, I'm just telling you what kind of mitzvah that is. I was wearing tzitzis since I was 5 years old. I don't think a day in my life ever went out of the house without tzitzis. Because it's like wearing pants. Who walks around without pants? All right, now let's see what else. I think we're ready to go.
Today's the 13th of Tammuz.
Yeah, no. Oh, the 13th of Tammuz also, and it's the 16th of this. Yeah, it's the 13th of Tammuz, right. Today, Tuesday.
Well, I mean, where you are, it's already the 14th of Tammuz, but here
in
California,
right.
It's the 13th of Tammuz, which means that the 17th is Shabbat, but we push it off and actually do the fast on Sunday, right?
So this is 1 year where we don't fast on the 17th of Tammuz because you don't fast on the Shabbos, except for which one, which Tannis?
Yom Kippur.
Right, that's already written in the Torah, that's something else.
Yeah, and so therefore we're not going to fast on Tisha B'Av, we fast on Yud.
3 weeks from now.
Mordechai
Kaufman. And 3 weeks from this Shabbos is
Mordechai's in.
It also comes out of Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. The only one we fast on is Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the destruction of the temple. Nothing to do with it. Yom Kippur is a young
Mordechai Kaufman just came in.
All right, number 10. Mordechai
Thank you
Kaufman.
For announcing that.
What's that?
Well,
Thanks,
he sometimes doesn't hear the ding either.
What's that?
Gotcha. Okay.
Gil Kreisel rented a boat, him and his friends, and went looking for the body. And the boat next to him found it. Gil, isn't it true that he was a Rebbe once in Savannah?
Yeah, he was part of the Kollel for 6 years, and then he was Rebbe in Norfolk for about 3 years.
When he was teaching your child, was he in Savannah?
Savannah, yeah.
He was in Savannah before he went to Norfolk, right?
Yeah, he was here in Savannah for 6 years. So he
yeah,
was
so
also he was part of the Kollel.
That was the Rebbe, that fellow, Reuven Bauman, was the Rebbe of his child.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, he drove eight hours to go to Norfolk and look for the body, and they found it. And the Coast Guard gave up after 3 days. But we don't give up at all because we don't care.
Right.
We just keep on looking for it. And once you do the effort, God makes it appear, the body, for you because you made
the
effort.
It was on Facebook that they would not give up.
What did you say?
Somebody posted on Facebook, I will go out there and keep looking until we find him.
That's correct.
Many people,
we don't care how
many
long it takes.
Did.
Because if you make the effort, it will appear. Because that's the way we work. Now, Hashem sees that you want to bring a Jewish body to Kavura, because the body doesn't get any menucha, the neshama doesn't relax until it's buried, the body's buried. So you keep on looking. There's no limit. So since you put out so much effort, Hashem helps you. The body could have sunk to the ground and stayed there on the bottom. All right. You see how we work? This is special. Hashem has a special arrangement with us. Let's look at these names again. Bruce, Jake, Mitzuk, Barry Kohn, YY, Figaro, Charlie, Isan, Dean Rocco, Alex, Gil, Kaufman, the pilot, and who else? Anyone else? That's who we have 10, right? All right. Let's go. Maybe we're going to talk a little bit about the laws of Shiva Tzvi Thomas. Let's go first. Let's start from the beginning of Bullock and now look at it with insight. We read through very much of it on Sunday. Bullock is the 40th parsha in the Torah. Isn't it interesting that Bullock's name is mentioned 40 times? There's no
Who's
trivia.
Who's the question?
What?
I have a question.
Who is this?
Go ahead. Joseph.
Go ahead.
One second. Does the Shekhinah rest on Goyim?
That's a good question. Does the Shekhinah rest on Goyim?
Because this
well,
was a topic of,
was a
guy, of...
And God came to him.
Yes.
Now, he's an exception. He was the biggest genius in the world, even though he was a lowlife, hated Jews, but he was brilliant. It says, like Moshe Rabbeinu, except Moshe was a holy man. This guy was wicked. But he had that ability to know which microsecond you could entreat God and make him look at some of the sins of a Jew and therefore look at them in a critical way. He knew that moment. Something, it's a very powerful force. Even powers of evil have forces. And we don't know what this is, but he was so great, this Bilam, that... He could grow wings, as we read last week. He could fly away from the Jews. He was into this voodoo and power, black magic, and there is such a koach hatumo, the koach of the underworld. There is such a power.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand much about it. But now, even though he was a Russia and he had relations with his donkey, how does God reward him by having Shekhinah? Yeah, well, God came to him. He has the divine presence. That's what Shekhinah means. Shochen means
correct.
A neighbor, somebody's very close to you. So that's
correct.
One of those mysteries of the Torah.
We see the two goats in Yom Kippur. They were identical.
Who?
The two goats in Yom Kippur were identical.
Oh, the two goats. The same height, the same look, the same value. One
and,
is dedicated
and they were
to
used,
God, and one you
correct.
Throw over a mountain cliff. Both of them
correct.
Have power. When you want to do something bad and evil, you will be very successful. If you want to do something very good, like looking for that body, doing a mitzvah, you will be successful. There's nothing that stands in front of your power. But At the end, of course, the wicked man gets tortured, like Korach, and a hole in the ground. And Bilam got chopped up in pieces by Pinchas. Okay, but till the end, you look like you are representing truth. Like today in America.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Why a goat and not a sheep?
A goat, you see, looks like the Satan. It has a beard, and it has little horns on top. A sheep does not, it's not as aggressive as a goat. A goat is very aggressive. It plays around, they play around goats, and they gore each other, they bump each other.
Mm-hmm.
A goat is a very aggressive animal. Sheep is very complacent. The powerful forces of the Satan is always a goat. Seir is a goat, and Seir is a hairy person. Yosef was the epitome of the Satan, evil, all evil. He was a hairy man. Seir is a goat, that's because there's a lot of hair on it. Because the goat's hair, you know what that's called? Cashmere. People love that. They make a sweater, cost $400. Make the same sweater in wool, it's $50. And I have a cashmere sweater. It keeps you so warm, lighter than cotton wool. And it's so warm, because it costs a lot of money. And you buy it at the end of the season for $40, not for $400. Like now, you buy the warm sweaters right now when no one wants them. You get them a good deal. But cashmere is black, and it's very warm. A goat is hairy, like Satan is always pictured like some kind of hairy beast. Esau was born with a lot of hair on his body. He was the epitome of evil, Esau. And he was brilliant. He could have been one of the forefathers. That's why there are four mothers, but only three fathers, because he could have been one of the four. And his head is buried near Yaakov, outside of the Moriz HaMachpelah in Hebron, because he was intellectually able. But he's so wicked, he didn't. He got killed by one of the sons of Yaakov. And it's interesting what you brought up. Why a goat? They always compare a goat to the Sultan. All right. Anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's go and take a look. Balak is the 40th parsha in the Torah. That means there's 54 parshas, so we got 14 to go. 4, 8, 12, 3 months and a half. Then we get to when we start the Torah over again in the middle and the end of Sukkot, somewhere around October, September, October. It's in the month of Tishrei. Tishrei is the last month. And that 15th, first is Rosh Hashanah, the 10th is Yom Kippur, 4 days later, the 14th is Sukkot, the last 8 days, 22nd is over, and that's when we start the Torah over on Simchat Torah. Anyhow, it's the 40th parsha, and Balak's name is used 40 times. So you say, yeah, so, well, Bilam's name is used 39 times in this parsha. So, wait a minute, is that maybe telling me something? Who do you think is worse, Balak, the king of Moab, who hired the prophet Bilam, or Bilam? Which one do you think is worse?
Boaz.
There's no Boaz.
I mean,
Bilam or Balak? Which one?
Balak.
The king. Does everybody agree that, or do you not agree? Who's worse, the king who hired the prophet, or the prophet who came to curse the Jewish people? Balak or Bilam?
The king.
King.
Okay, how many say Balak is worse than Bilam? How many say the prophet is worse?
Well, you said Balak is listed 40 times.
And he's listed 39 times. So what does that mean?
And he's listed 39.
So what does it mean?
So 40 is greater than 39.
So tell me now, very good. Tell me now why the king Balak is worse than the guy that he hired.
Well,
they both hate Jews.
Well, because he actually hired him, where Bilam said he can only say what Hashem put in his mouth.
Yeah, but
Balak had nothing to worry about. The Jews weren't gonna attack him.
Huh? What'd you say?
That he had nothing to worry about because the Jews weren't gonna attack him.
Who has nothing to worry about?
The Balak.
Balak the king? Why?
Right, because that land was not promised to the Jews, so they weren't gonna attack him.
Well, the Jews were promised Canaan. Balak is the king of Moab on the right side of the Jordan. You can't get in without going through his country because they came in at Jericho. Jericho is right opposite the country of Moab. We call that today Jordan. It's Moab. So How many people say Bilam is worse than Balak? The evil prophet is worse than the king?
No.
Me.
Okay, one. How many say Balak, the king, is worse than the prophet?
Yes.
Me.
Okay, let me. Dean and Rocky, you vote for both? Okay, let
no,
me.
No, I said Balak.
No.
Oh, Balak. Balak. Let me tell you now. To answer this question, I'm going to give you another question. Who was worse, Ahasuerus or Haman?
Haman.
Haman, why?
He had the intent.
But
this is Caleb.
Who says Ahasuerus, the king, who let Haman do that? Who said he's worse, the king?
No, the king isn't. Haman.
Haman is worse. Now, let me tell you what Achachomim tell us. Haman was working for Ahasuerus. If Ahasuerus did not give him the power, he gave him his ring. Ahasuerus, the king, gave Haman the ring. You do what you want. You run the government. I'll just supervise from a distance, but you can run everything. If it wouldn't be for the king's ring and the authority that Haman got, Haman is nothing. If it wouldn't be for Moloch, the king who hired the prince, this prophet, he would stay in his country 500 miles away, wouldn't have come. It says in the Gemara that Ahasuerus hated the Jews more than Haman, because remember, eventually got Haman killed, because Ahasuerus ran the country. He gave the authority to kill the Jews to Haman. Haman without Ahasuerus' permission is nothing. In fact, at the end, Ahasuerus said, hang him up. Here to Balak, wouldn't have hired Bilam, he wouldn't have come. Sure, Bilam is more powerful than Balak, but Balak is the cause, because otherwise, if he wouldn't have paid him all that money and everything, he would stay in his country wherever he was and whatever it was, and way 400 miles away in Iran to come to the Jordan. It's 380 miles from Iran to the left. You got to go to the Jordan. That's 380 miles away. Even though Ahasuerus is worse than Haman, who was the guy that actually put this plan into operation. But without Ahasuerus' ring, Haman is nothing. Same thing with Bilam. He hated the Jews. He was a wizard and a prophet, and the other guy wouldn't have hired him. There would be no threat from Bilam. So it comes out in both cases that Ahasuerus is worse than Haman because he hired him, and Balak is worse than Bilam because he hired him.
Well, wait a minute. When Esther revealed herself as being Jewish,
yeah, he
didn't say, oh, I have to kill you.
But she didn't. Haman didn't know that she was Jewish until the last second that night at the party.
Right. And when she did reveal it, he didn't say.
You know what he did? He fell on his knees begging for his life. Haman. He fell on his knees, and the king came in, and at that moment, God made him slip and fall on top of her. He comes in and says, "You want to rape the queen in my palace? Hang him up!" And he was hung the next minute. Which means God caused it that he should fall on top of her. He never meant to do that. He just slipped. But it looked like. So he says, hang him up. So you know when a person is in an angry mood, you say something in a second before it's known, it's all over already. So he got what he deserved, Haman. And Bilam got what he deserved, even though Balak hired him. And if he wouldn't have come, there would be no threat because he was the greatest prophet in the world amongst the Gentiles. So Balak really is the one that's worse. That's why his name is 40 times, and Bilam only 39 times. Because without Balak hiring him, he wouldn't have made any curse. So if you hire an employee, and he is a wicked man, you get the blame, not the wicked guy, because you hired him. Well, you're hiring, he would stay in his little place there, and he's coming to get paid. He said, I'm going to honor you with a reception and a lot of money. So the man who is the guy who runs a country and hires a bunch of people to deceive the public, the man who's on sitting in the CEO of the company who never cheated a penny from anybody, is the worst rush of all because he's hiring people to deceive the government or people or whatever, make a defective product, not return goods, whatever it is. If you are the one that runs a business and you're dishonest, everybody in your business who's dishonest, it's all your fault. Because you don't kick them off. You didn't fire them. You don't mind they do these things, these tricks to fool the people. It's interesting, isn't it? So here, both are very evil here. Balak is a little worse. 40 times is his name mentioned in the parashah. and Balak happens to be the 40th parsha in the Torah, and Bilam is a drop less, 39, because Bilam didn't hire Balak. It was the other way around. Balak is the guy who's going to pay him and big reception and give him a grand party. All right, let's go now and analyze these words. Vayar Balak, he saw. What did he see? Doesn't mean you see. He realized. Ben Sipa, the son of a bird. It means his father's called Sipa, but why do you have such a name? They used to be so great in voodoo. They used to make a bird fall out of the sky by looking at it. It stood burnt up. It's called a Shaasi Yisrael Amorites. Everything Jews did to the Amorites. Amorites were one of the seven nations in Canaan, and they were the most powerful. And the guardian of the eastern border was Og, the giant, and his brother Sichon. And the Jews killed both of them, which means the eastern border of the country has no protection anymore. He was so afraid that these Jews, this super nation power under God, gives them all this power. After 40 years in the desert, he said, Vayogar Moab. Moab means him. His country was trembling, frightened, because they saw what they did, the Jews did to the two giants on the right side, and therefore he was afraid of losing his life and his country. B'vnei Ha'om, because of this nation, Ma'od, very afraid. Ki Rabhu, there were many. Rav means many. Do you really think the Jews are more? Well, yes. They multiplied like crazy in the desert, just like in Egypt. Every woman had six children at each birth. She gave birth three times. She has 18 kids. And if the guy married two or three wives, you can imagine, 18 times two, 36 kids after 5 years of marriage. And bigamy was permitted in those days. You can have two wives. Rabhu, they were very many. By Yokots, he felt disgusted. So by Yogar, the pasuk before means frightened. I'm going to lose my country. By Yokots, he was disgusted that this holy nation is so powerful. Moab, Yokots, Moab, and Moab, the whole country was disgusted that God gave this. It's not even a warring nation. They're so powerful, they kill everybody. Og and Sichon. B'nei B'nei Yisrael, they were afraid of the Israelites. B'yom Moab, El Ziknei Midian. Why did they go to Midian, which is Saudi Arabia, from Moab is Jordan. It's about 800 miles down. If you know, you look at a map of the Middle East. Because Moshe grew up in Midian. Didn't he run away from Pharaoh when he killed a government employee and ran down hundreds of miles away to Midian? We call that Saudi Arabia today. And he lived there for many years with his father-in-law, Yisro. And those goyim knew him. He says, you guys know this guy, Moshe. How do we get rid of him? His power is in his words. These people, pray to God, they have a power. Let's get a man who's powerful with words. They got the wizard, Bilam.
On Sunday, we were talking about how Yitro and Bilam were, as well as Eov, were sort of contemporaries or consultants with Pharaoh.
Yeah.
So could they have gone to Midian in order to try to convince Yitro to go by, to side with him?
No, Yitro was a Baal Tshuva when many, many years when the Pharaoh said, what do we do to these Jews? He said, don't touch them.
Yes, but here they're going to...
He had to run away because they didn't like him. He was a Jew lover.
I know. But here it says they went to the elders of Midian.
Yeah, the elders of Midian means and Bilam is from Midian. And Moshe lived in that country. So they asked Bilam, this guy lived in your country. What's his power? He has the power in his voice. Oh, so you're a man of your voice. You can come and because you know how to prophesy. So he got Bilam, who also lived in Midian. That's not true. Midian was, they didn't, no, Bilam lived in Iran. Midian is down south. Moshe, they asked them, the elders of Midian, Moshe Benu, the Jewish leader, lived in your country. Well, what's his nature? He says, yeah, he has a power with words. God listens to him. So then they sent, that's down south. Midian is Saudi Arabia. And Moab and Jordan, you don't know where that is. I can't help you. You have to know that. They sent that south of where Moab is living. Go.
Yeah, but I was wondering. Yeah, I was asking if they initially went to try to get Yitro, who was from Midian.
But Yitzchok was a Baal Tshuva already. He became a Jew.
Okay.
So he had nothing to do with Midian, with this Bilam. Bilam came from, you go from the Jordan to the east, 300 miles to Iran, or Iraq, because there were one country once. They got this guy Bilam from there. And so anyhow, so they asked the elders of Midian, what's with this Moses? They said, yeah, you got to get a prophet, because Moses is a prophet. All right, Pasuk.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
This is Caleb. I came on a while ago.
Oh.
I'm late.
Oh, do you
Sorry.
Get my, Caleb, do you get my,
Yeah, I did get it.
Right.
I got it. I got here late.
Listen, it's quite all right. And everybody should really, check in with me because I want to know if you're there. You can interrupt. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming on. So now we get to that puzzle four again. So they went to the elders of Midian. What's with this Moshe guy? Ato, Ilakaku, there, these people are going to lick up this kahal, this community of Jews. They already licked up to our neighbors. Savivo, same, those guys around us. Og and Sichon, the two powerful kings. Like a cow, bull, licks up the vegetables of the field. And I told you, bulls do not eat vegetables. But if there's a big field of grain, and at the end there's a garden, they'll eat it by accident, you know. We're going to be whipped up, licked up by accident. We're nothing compared to Og and Sichon. We're small change. These Jews are going to get rid of us. We're what you call in English, small change. And by accident, they'll destroy us if they kill the two kings over there. We're nothing. Moab is not a big country. Hey, they're going to get rid of us like a cow eats vegetables by accident. Cows don't eat vegetables, but if it's the end of the field, they may just lick some up. Now, who's this? Bob is my name. I know Rabbi Schwab in Colorado. Your great email. What's this? I don't even know who this guy is. Someone just wrote me 720. That's a guy in Denver. I love your great email with your shear at the time. What time is your shear? Oh, someone right now, but I can't talk. Call him now. Should I call him right now? You let me do it, guys? No, I'm not going to do it.
That's
cool. I'll have to do it after the shear. Okay. He's calling me from Colorado. It's 2 hours before me. What time is over there? 20 of 9. Yeah, we're 20 of 11 here. All right. Anyhow, let's go further. He's because they're going to eat us up like a cow eats by accident some vegetables. Bullock, Ben Sipor, Bullock, the son of the bird, there was the king of Moab at that time. They sent agents to Bilam. Ben Baor, the son of a Baor, Pesora to Pesora, means that's the city somewhere in Iran. Also, it means Pesora. A poser chalomos, a person who explains dreams. And but Yosef was called their poser chalomos. The pharaoh said when the butler said, there's a guy in jail, a Jew boy, he's a poser chalomos. He understands dreams. And pharaoh just had a dream about seven cows. Why don't you call him? So pesora means this Bilam knows how to decipher. Dreams are the type of revelation. Asher al-Hanor, he lives on that Euphrates River way out in, and hundreds of miles away from the Jordan, it's the big river, Euphrates. Eretz Bnei Amo, where the nation where he comes from. Why don't you call him? Tell him, Hine Am, a nation came out of Egypt. Oh, that's how you say that God took out these millions of people one night. You say, oh, a nation happened to come out of Egypt. You don't give God the credit that the nation was created miraculously. You just say that a nation happened to come out of Egypt. That shows you the hatred of Balak for Jews. Hine Am just happened to be, came out of Egypt. Hine and Bahaib, you know, just happened to be Kisos, Einar, they cover the eye of the land. Wherever you look, there's Jews all around me. The Hugesha Bamuli, he's living right next to me. Now, you see the word Yoshev without a Vav, and Vav is six. Memuli, there's no Vav without, there's another six. Jews are made up of 12 tribes. The Ato now, Lecha come. You're talking to a man. You shouldn't say lecho. You should say leich. Lecho means come, please, and curse me this nation. Balak sends a messenger to Bilam. Lecho, come. Lecho is female. You should say leich. And besides, when you want to call somebody,
bo.
Don't. What?
You say bo is come.
No, lecho, go. Are you right? Oh, very good. That's my question. I wanted to ask. Why do you tell the person go? Hey, you in Chicago, go to me. You say, come to me. Very good. They should say, hey, come here. I'll pay you. Why you say, leich, go here? That's not how you talk. When I want to go to Chicago, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to Chicago, and you from Chicago, come over here. Why do you tell a man who lives 400 miles away, let go, you should say come? Very good. That's now your thinking person.
Well, Chicago talk is they say, are you coming with?
They say that?
Yeah, they don't finish the sentence, the preposition.
Yeah, okay. Lecho, you're right. They should say come. So there's someone wrote here, they should never have gone. Oh, yeah. Va'ato now, lecho, go. He's trying to hint. They should never have left Egypt, these Jews. He's trying to tell them, yeah, I know you have to come here, but lecho, they wish they would have never left Egypt. I wouldn't have a problem now. They should stay there as slaves forever. You know, those Jews, they're troublemakers. So you come here, but he says, leich, go, which means he's saying, I wish those guys would have never got out of Egypt. Lecho, leich. But it means come here, please, utterly curse for me in any language, because you see he's going to use another word for curse in a minute. Bilam hates them more than Bullock. He says, orally, curse them in any language you want. It's an omazep. Ki otsum hu many. They're more powerful than I am. Ulai maybe, uchal nakabo. After you curse them, maybe I can smite them physically. Maybe I can weaken them. They are goshenim and I'll drive them out of the earth around here. I don't care where they go, as long as they don't come here. Ki yodati, I know it. He's talking to Bilam, the prophet, through these messengers. I know, ki esesh tevorech tevorech. What you bless is blessed. What you curse is cursed. So it says in the Farshim, you once cursed us years ago, and it worked. We were beaten. So I know your work, your blessing, and your curses work. So the elders of Moab and the Zikne Midian, the elders of Midian, where Moshe lived in Saudi Arabia, and Moab is right there next to Israel, called Moab, which is called today Jordan. And they took some kind of magic devices in their hand. So Bilam would say, I don't have my wand. I don't have my crystal ball. We have everything. He didn't want him to back out. Vayavo el Bilam. They came to Bilam. 17-day trip. They got there in 1 hour. Vayadabre elov. They spoke to him. What this Balak said. Stay overnight here. Halayla, tonight. And I'll tell you what the answer is in the morning. God will come to me. How did you know God's going to come to him? He was such a great prophet. God came to him. Some people pray for God should talk to them in life. You know, we pray every day for years. This man makes one little prayer, and then the same night, Hashem comes. What? He must have been a very great man. And he says, Yud Kevavke, God, the word, the name of mercy. God's going to allow him to curse his people? This guy? Bilam calls him Yud Kevavke. He could have said Elohim, the God of anger, of strictness. Why do you say the God of mercy? He'll come to me. Yeshu, Shorimov, they lived over there in Bilam. Yov Elohim. Now Elohim comes, not Hashem. He wanted God to agree with him and say, okay, Bilam, go do it. Yeah, the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, but they made an eagle and they had the Meraglim in the last 40 years. They did so many bad things. I think you should beat them up a little bit. That's what he thought. So Yud Kevavke, that's a God of mercy. But who came to him? The God of justice. One is mercy and one is justice. Yom Elikim El Bilam, which means, hey, Bilam.
Yaakov Soleimani.
Oh, Yaakov Soleimani. You haven't been on for weeks.
Yeah.
All right. We miss you. Soleimani. You're number 12. Okay. Let's go. So now we're at Bullock, plus chapter number 22, plus number 9. If you have an art scroll, it's page 275. Vayova Elohim El Bilam, which means he's trying to tell Bilam, hey, watch your step, Bilam. Vayomer, me, Anoshim, who are these guys? As if God doesn't know. But he's giving him a chance to get the answer. Who are these fellows? He mocks with you. Vayom Bilam Elohim, he said to Elohim, Bolak ben Tzippor, Bolak the king, ben son of Tzippor, the king of Moab, sent them to me. There's a nation, you know, that came out of Egypt, as if the nation came out by themselves. One of the greatest victory marches in the history of the world. 6 million people walk out of one night of Pesach, and they just happen to come out. Really? You don't say anything that God took them out? So you see how wicked these people are. Yosef is trying, they cover, the eye of the earth, wherever you look, there's Jews. Or Atonel, Lecho, should say come. Again, he says go. Kovali cursed me. Ah, Balak told Bilam orally, in any language. Here it says Kovali, only in Lashon HaKodesh, because the prophet Bilam knew Lashon HaKodesh, and that's the most powerful language. And he lied. Balak never said that. Balak said, Aura, curse him in any language. But he told Hashem that he told me, orally, curse him in Hebrew. And Bilam knew the power of Hebrew. Ooh, B'Shem Hashem, with God's name, even curse him. Or Kovali, what did he call it? How do you translate that? Perhaps, no, go and imprecate. I don't know what that means in English, but it means covetly curse with God's name. Also, him, that's the Jews. Ulai, Echo, Uchal, maybe I can fight him after their curse, I can physically beat him. And I'll drive him away from this part of the country. Balak doesn't care that they live in some other part of the world, just not here. Bilam doesn't want them to exist at all. Yomer lekim el Bilam, lo selech, don't go. Imohim. Lo sa'ar, don't curse him, even if you stay alone at home and they go back home. Don't curse him from your own house. Ki baruch hu, they're blessed. If your curses won't work. Shani, v'yokam Bilam b'leboki, got up in the morning, v'yomer el sa'ar Balak, and said to the princes of Balak, l'chu, Elijah, go back to your country. Goodbye, go home. Kim ein Hashem levil city es v'halo. God that let me go. Now he adds another jab, Imochem, with you. Ooh. Which means maybe if Balak sends a greater level diplomat, more in number, maybe I'll go. But with you guys, I'm not going. You see how he added that thing? The Yakumu, they got up. Sorry, Moab, the elders of Moab. And what happened to Midian? So Rashi says, Midian heard that Bilam is going to ask God to curse them. And they knew already that Moshe go up in Midian, and the Jew, and Moshe is the most powerful man in the world, and the Jews are indestructible. They left. They didn't stay overnight like the elders of Moab. The Midianites went home, and they said, we're not going to have any success here. If Bilam's calling on Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, the God of the Jews, it's a lost cause. They went home. Therefore, in the morning, only the Moabites got up. Because the others say, hey, look, Moshe grew up in that country. We know all about him. Vayavah Balak, and they came to Balak when their 17-day trip, they made it in one day. Because God wants to hurry this thing along. It shouldn't last long. To get rid of Bilam. But they came to Balak. Yomer Mo'ain, he refuses Bilam. Hello, he wanted to come with us. So Balak understood, oh, maybe only said two or three. He wants a big crowd, a whole committee, 20 people, a big shot. But Yosef owed Balak. Balak understood. He added in quantity and quality. Sholoach Sarim, to send more bigger officers. Rabim, more higher stature. V'nichbadim, more in numbers and quantity. And Nichbadim, more honored in quality. Me'ela. V'yavo el Bilam. And they went and they came already to Bilam. Back and forth. It goes very quick, you know. V'yavo el Bilam. They came to Bilam. V'yomer lo. V'yavo, not to Bilam. Wait a minute. Yavo el Bilam. Oh, they came. After he got a new party at Bilam. Yomilo, call my Balak. This is what Balak says. Ben Sipur. Oh, no. Please don't refuse me. No means please. Ow means low. Backwards. Don't. Please don't. Kimona. Refuse. Maloke lie to come to me. Should say boy lie. Means to leave your country and come to me. I'm going to honor you very great. There'll be a big reception and a lot of money. Ma'od, I'm going to honor you. Whatever you tell me, I'm going to do for you. No, please come. Kavali. Ooh, with God's name, curse them. He said to the servants of Balak, even if he gives me his whole treasury of Moabite country, gold and silver, I'm not allowed to violate the word of God, my God. He believed in God 100%. He was a wicked man, but he believed in God. Didn't I tell you last Sunday there's millions of people who believe in God 1,000,000% right today who want to wipe us out? The average Muslim is more religious than the average Jew. You know that? Maybe we think that's a myth that they let themselves be killed to kill the Jew. Lasoskan, I'm not going to do anything against God's wishes. He could, big or small. Latwa now. Shava Nova says, stay here again tonight. Gamatim, you also. Halayla, tonight. Edo, and I'll see. My Yosef Shem Dibur. What else God is going to tell me? Imi, to me. Pasik Bey, Achop 20. Yavel Kim al Bilam. Shel Kim came to Bilam. Laila at night. Yomelo, he said to him, Im Lekro Lecho. Remember I told you last Sunday? If they're calling for your benefit, money, and honor, go, you can go. Once you're not doing it purely for hatred, but you're going to get something out of it, then the curse won't work. Because you're not really 100% with it. Go with them. They're coming for you. You're going to get something out of it. Go with them. Only what I put in your mouth, that's what you're going to do. What do you mean do? Shouldn't you say what I put in your mouth you're going to say? What do you mean do? I tell you, open your mouth. That's all you do. I'll speak through you. Moshe opened his mouth. God spoke through him in Moshe's voice. You know that? Hashem spoke through Moshe's voice. You open your mouth. That's why it doesn't say what I tell you to say you're going to say. No. What I'm going to tell you, you will do it. Didn't say speak it. Ooh, you just open your mouth. I'll speak through you. And of course, if you shut your mouth, nobody hear anything. Which means Bilam really understood God perfectly. And he says, I'm not going to lie. I don't hate the Jews. I hate the Jews, but I'm not going to go against the word of God. Yochum Bilam. Bilam got up, Baboka in the morning. It saddled his donkey. So the people saw that. Oh, he's coming. Didn't have to say, let's go. He saddled his own donkey. A famous prophet doesn't have workers to saddle his own donkey. The president of the United States has to put in gas in the limousine that they drive him on a parade. Why doesn't Bilam have these workers? Because he was so excited to curse those Jews. He did it himself. I told you, every time in the Tanakh, a donkey is called Chamor. A female is Osun, a female donkey, because he had a relation with her. He went with the princes of Moab. The Midianites went home already because they know it's a failure. God was furious. Not that he walked. That would be Holach. Holach, he is a goer. He wants to go. But there, so an angel of God, Malach, stood in the road, the Satan Lord, to prevent him. Who wrote about his son? And he was riding on his donkey. Ushnei and Orvito and his two hen helpers were next to him. But Teir Hossan, as Hossan, the donkey saw, is Malchus and God, the angel of God. Nisabadek, standing there in the road like a person. It was an angel in the shape of a person. Bilam didn't see it, but the donkey saw it. Chayabishkufiya, and his sword was out, like waved in front of him. That means nobody's getting past me. But Yed Hossan and Adair, the donkey, turned away from Adair and went into the field. Bilam was on. He beat the donkey. He's not going. The Hatos were there. Put him back on to get him back on the road. The Malach Hashem then stood. And he was going through the field, a little path. The Malach stood in the little path in the garden between the two vineyards. A little brick fence from here and a brick fence from there. The English says a fence. That's wrong. Gedder means a wall made out of brick. So it's not a fence like a wood or wire. It was in Hebrew, God there means, well, Rashi tells you, it's a brick fence. Yeah, look at Rashi. A fence. A fence, when mentioned by the scriptures without further specifications, is made of stone. That means a wall, brick wall, not a fence. So he didn't translate it right. Yes, it's a fence, but it's not made out of wire. It's made out of stone. A brick wall here and a brick wall there. Maybe the little wall, little brick wall. But Terah also is the Malach, and he saw the Malach again. Tilchat.
Yeah, Rabbi, where are they? Is this a dream?
They're now in a field, walking between a vineyard, in a little tiny path, not on the road. But Tilchat, so he tried to get away from this angel. Till he squeezed himself against the wall, a brick wall. Tilchat's regular Bilam, Bilam's red leg got crushed. You don't get crushed by going against a wire or a wooden fence. So you see it's a brick wall, maybe a little one, 3-4 feet. But it was a pathway between vineyards. El Hakir to the wall. And he beat her more. Yosef Malchashem Avor. And then the third time now. He's trying to stop this Bilam. And the third time he was in not even a smaller thing in the road, not even a wasn't even wide as a path. The Honorable Malcolm Zahir, he stood in a very, very narrow place. The animal couldn't move one inch right or left. Ain't Derek Lynn tells you in this moment, you couldn't turn right or left. But there was his Mal Hashem. This big prophet didn't see what the animal saw. How come? And the Aslan saw the Malach Hashem, but here about so she collapsed, went down. Taka's building, she got down, she crouched beneath Bolim, she sat down. The Yichaf Bolim, he was furious. The Yachas saw he beat the Aslan with a maka with a piece of wood, not just a little strap. Now comes the miracle. God opened up the mouth of the donkey. The Yiftach Hashem is Piha Aslan, the mouth of the donkey. The Domer the Bolim, 8 words. Ma mer osisi lecho. What have I done to you? Ki hikisoni, that you beat me there, sholosh rogolom, these 3 times. Why don't you say sholosh pe'omim, tongue, rigolim, 3 times. You want to wipe out a nation? No, the Chachamim are telling us. You want, this is what the Torah means. Rigolim, regal means a holiday, you know? You want to wipe out a nation that's going to go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year? And celebrate the 3 regolim. We have to walk regular as your feet. You got to walk up the mountain. You can't walk up that hill. You're not obligated to go. You want to wipe out a nation that celebrates the shlosh of regolim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos? The Yom Bilim is awesome. He didn't even faint when the animal talked to him. He should faint. No, didn't have any problem with that. Like I told you Sunday, 2 animals can talk to each other. Ki atalalto, you're mocking me. Because you don't listen to what I'm telling you. Now, what means mocking? Take the letters Ayin, Lamed, Lamed. That's a baby, infant that can't walk. It's an Olel. It's a child that uses up all your days and your nights getting diapered and getting fed. It's a baby that doesn't care about your personal comfort. It's a baby. God made it like that. He's mocking you, which means he doesn't care that you're tired. He wants you to come up, get up 10 times a day, night. It's a normal name for a baby. This donkey didn't want to do what Bilam said. Why are you making fun of me, mocking me? If I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you. Now, when you're angry, you say stupid things, because if you kill your donkey, you can't travel. So how are you getting where you're going to go? So when you get angry, you lose your mind, right? Now, also, how come he didn't have a sword? He said, look, the Jews, their power's in the mouth. My power is also in my mouth. I'm a prophet. I don't need a sword. Ooh, you're going to curse Jews? I'm going to use their weapon, which is the power of the mouth. I don't need a sword. Okay, I would have killed him. I told him, also in Obilim. Now she says 15 words. Together it's 23 words. Hello, Anochi Asoncho. Am I not your donkey? Asher Rechavto lied that you rode on me. Ma'odicho way back until today. Haskein, Haskanti, has ever put myself in Sakona to do a thing like this where you beat me up? Yomi says, no, you never did. And look at Rashi said, Amala came and killed the donkey because it insulted a human being. Look at Rashi. Haskanti, look at the last Rashi. This is to be understood as Targum. Have I been accustomed? Our rabbis expound the verse in the Talmud as follows. The officers of Moab said to him, what is the reason that you do not ride on a horse, a big famous prophet like you? He said, I sent her out to the meadow to graze. He really didn't have a horse. But he said, well, yeah, I just wanted to give her some time off. I'll send her out I don't want to use her. I stayed in the tractate of Avodah Zarah. For he hastes, so then it goes further, and the donkey says, hey, wait, you don't have a horse. I'm your horse. I'm your animal. Look at the pasuk number 29. You know, I'm your horse. You ride me exclusively from way back until today. And did I ever do such a stupid thing like this? He said, no, which means you use me in the day for traveling and at night for companionship. So she embarrassed Bilam. So Malach comes and kills him. The Medrash says, how do you like that? Because he embarrassed this man. Vayigal Hashem is Eini Bil. Finally, God opened this man's eyes. Pasuk 31, page 2 to 83. Vayagal, like Gilui Shechina, you can see the Shechina. Vayagal, he opened his eyes. He doesn't mean the eyes were closed. No, he let him see. If you're looking for something and you're not supposed to find it, you won't find it until you're supposed to find it. Then you'll find it. You know that. Happens to all of us. But yeah, golly, Hashem was Ainu Bilam. He opened God Bilam's eyes. V'yari saw the Amalek. Hashem sneaks over there standing in a rope. And he had his sword pulled out. That means I don't want you going any further. He got off the donkey and he bowed down to the, to on his face to the angel because he was a prophet. He knew what the angels are. V'yomer lov Malach Hashem. So Malach said to him, Al ma hikiso es asoncho. Says, shoulders will go. Why did you hit your donkey three times? He now knows, you don't you know that I was standing in front of her? He saw me. She saw me. What, how come you didn't? He's trying to tell him, you're a prophet. And your donkey sees more than you? He now knows, I went out with Satan to prevent you. I wanted to save your life. I'm trying to save your life. Even though God said you can go, because he knew that if you curse, it wouldn't work, because now you're going for your personal benefit, so you can say all the curse words wouldn't work, but he didn't want to kill you. But now I see you really love to curse them, even if you're not getting paid. Because you donkey your own, you sell your own donkey. You're really intrinsically a Jew hater. I'm trying to save your life, mister, and you don't get it. I tried to stop you. The way you're going is against my wishes. Ah, God said you can go. I know, but you're so eager to go. You got up early in the morning, you saddled young donkey. Means you really hate them. Vatir Ani Hossan, the donkey saw me before you did. Vitate Lefane, she turned away from me. She said, shoulders were going three times. Ulai not so Mifan. If she would not have turned away, I would have killed you. You wanted to kill her, the donkey. I would have killed you. But she's smarter than you. Because she didn't want to get killed, so she turned away. You, Harakti, I would have killed. Osecha means with her. Means he killed the donkey and he could already. Because he insulted Bilam, even though Bilam's a lowlife, but the donkey was a little too abrupt with him in public. He had his workers there and he heard the donkey talking. Harakti, I would have killed you. No, it's Choharakti, and her I would have left alive. Yom Bilam El Malch Hashem. Chatosi, okay, I did the sin. I admit it. Ki lo yudah, I didn't know. Ki ato nitzov, because you're in front of me. But there, on the road. Rato now, Emro, Rabbi, if it's bad what I'm doing, or Shuvali, I'm going to return. Yom Malch Hashem El Bilam. No, why should you? Leich, go. Imanoshim. I see that you're so eager to go. Now I'm trying to save your life, but now it's going to cause you to lose your life because you're so stupid. Go. Why don't you go with them? Leich, go. Imanoshim, with the men. The Ephes. But however, one thing. However. And Ephes means zero. Means nothing but what I tell you. The Malach is speaking in God's name. Ephes. Only that thing that I tell you. Osa Dabra, that's the only thing you can speak. But yeah, Bilam, and Bilam went in, sorry, Bullock with the princes of the king Bullock. Yishma Bullock as Bilam. He heard Bullock that he's coming. The eighth of the cross, he went out with the great reception party. El Ha'ir to the capital of Moab. Asher al Gavul Arno, which is next to the river Arno. Asher Bekse Gavul, which is the end of the country. Passing number 37. Vayoma Bullock el Bilam. Hello, Shalak Shalaki, I sent for you twice. Shalak Shalaki. Eilecho. Lekrolecho, to call you. Lama lohulakti, why did you come the first time? Eloi, to me. Omno lo'ucha kabdecho, you think I can't honor you? Which means with a party and money. V'yom v'lam avolid. Listen, let's cut that out. I'm here now, right? Forget about the past. Hinei bosi, I came. Eilecho. Ato now. Ayocha ucha dabar v'uma, but I can't do anything. Ayocha ucha, but I can't speak anything. Only what God puts in my mouth. Revi'i, Pasuk 39. And they came to the Kiryas Chutzos, city suburbs. The city suburbs. Want them to show what these Jews are going to destroy. They're going to close. They're going to destroy our suburbs where men and women parade in the parks. Look in Rashi, suburbs. Kiryas Chutzos, outside. A city full of marketplaces. With men and women and children in the plazas, in the garden. See? Have mercy. You see what these guys want to root up, destroy? Yizbach Bolot Booker, and Bullock he slaughtered some Bullock, Booker, some sheep. He slaughtered the building, sent him some lamb chops. They shot him because they had a big trip and they want to give him a little party, a barbecue. So he sent there the Bullock and his whole crew there some meat to eat. But Heba Booker was in the morning. Yach Bullock, Esbilim, and Vayel Abomasabal went up to the religious sites where the Baal was worshipped. First he brought him to the marketplace. Then next day he brought him to the religious section of the town, to the heights of the Baal. That means where the, whatever they call mosques, or Vayar Mesham to say, they could see part of the Jews from there. He wanted him to take a look at those Jews. Vayomer Bilam El Bullock. You know, B'nai Li Bazeh, build for me right here seven little altars. V'hochen Li Bazeh, and prepare here Shiva Parim, seven bulls and seven rams. 14, two on each altar. Seven altars, each one gets a ram and a sheep. Seven times two is 14. And I'm going to go in the woods, maybe God will appear to me and he'll tell me what to say. V'yaz Bullock, Kashadibra Bilam, and Bullock did what Bilam told him. Bullock went up to build these little stone platforms. Bullock and Bilam brought a bull and an isle on each mizbeach. Seven of them, 14 animals. Vayomer Bilam the Bullock. He said, stay right here. I'll take with your sacrifices here. But Elchan, I'm going to go in the woods here. Ulai Yikor Hashem. Maybe God will occur to me. The cross will tell me, and he'll speak to me. And what he shows me, I'm going to tell you. Or perhaps Hashem will come upon me and show me something that I can tell you. But Yeluk Shefi, he went all by himself into the woods. But Yikor Elchim, see, God comes to him right away. Came to Bilam. A yeoman, he said to him. Bilam said to God. God came to him. Bilam said to God, "As Shivas Mizbechos, I set up seven altars. I told him to do it. But I'll part of Bible, and I brought a sacrifice, a bull and a ram on each one. Vayosem Hashem Dover Befi, and God put something in his mouth. Been to Bilam. God put a word in Bilam's mouth. The Yomer Shrub, and we'll go back to Bullock. The Chos said, I'm going to speak exactly what I told, I programmed you. But Yoshev Elov, and he came back, he was still standing there. Al Holoz on his sacrifice. Who holds him up, and all the officers of the country of Moab. The Yisrael Mashal, he picked up his parable. Now, what does that mean? Moshel is a ruler. God was controlling his mouth. But Yisrael picked up his parable, means God, he opened his mouth, and God spoke to him. And Bilam's voice. The Yomer, he said like this. Min Aram, Yanukheni Bolek. Bolek came, got me from Aram. That's Syria, Iraq. Melech Moab, the king of Moab. Mahare Kedem from that. The hills of the east. That means Avram Avinu came from that country. He was the hill, the big man from the far east. Kedem, east. Avram grew up in Iran, yeah? Mahare Kedem. The call. And led him from the mouth of the east, come invoke curse upon Yaakov. Lecha, orally, this is what Hashem put in Bilam's mouth. Lecha, orally curse Yaakov, the children of Yaakov. Lecha, come, Zamo Yisrael, and bring anger upon Yisrael. Now he has to say this because God is programming him. Mo ekov lo yakav eo, how can I curse what God didn't curse? How can I imprecate? God has not imprecated. How can I curse them if God didn't? More Edom, how can I make God angry? Lozom, but God doesn't get angry. Kimarosh, now he's telling a little bit of Jewish history. From its origin, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Kimarosh, Suram Ereno. I see rocks, big mountains like Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Surim, big mountains. I see great people. These come from great people. This nation. Mikvos, hills. That's the Imohos. Toro, Rivko, Rocha, Valeim. Asheren, I see. Haim, Am, Lavoda, Yishkan. This is a nation will always be alone. No one likes them. Am, a nation, Lavodod. for be alone. Now look at the Gemara, the Gematria of Levodod. Vodod alone means 2, 4, 4. That's 10. They can make a million when they have 10 people. Like a million. Makes no difference. You need 10 to make a million. They're a small group. A nation always will be a small group. Yishkondel the rest, or the rest. But Goyim Lekosh, they're not considered as one of members of mankind by the Gentiles. But Goyim Lekosh, Goyim don't consider them normal human beings. And not to be reckoned among the nations. Me mono, how can I count? Who can count the dust of Yaakov? I mean, the Jewish people are like dust. You can walk on them, but you don't destroy them. Me mono, who could count the dust of Yaakov? And from the dust comes all the food of the earth. And he is a mason. And from the earth comes all the food that makes the world live. Who can count the power of Jacob, means the dust of Yaakov, who misbar the number, as Rova, the millions of Israel. Thomas Navshi Moshishom, if I have to die, I would like to die as a Jew. Yosha means the upright people. The Hiachavisim, I wish my end will be like them. Yom Abolik Abilim, Moshishom, what did you do to me? That's not a curse. The Kovai, to curse my enemies, I brought you over here. You blessed them twice, three times. The army said, I'm sorry, hello, Esa Shir, Yosu Hashem Befi, only what God puts in my mouth, that's the only thing I can speak. Yomei Elo Bolog. Okay, I'm taking you to another place. Lecho, come, with me. El Mokamaka, to another place. Maybe you'll look at them from a different location, you'll get a different mood. Asher Terena, you'll see them a different place. Misham. Ephes, what do you say, where you will see them, however you will see its edge, but not all of them. Ephes, a little bit you'll see about it. You're not going to see the millions of them and get impressed by their numbers. I'll show you a little corner of them. Tira, Kuda Lozi, you won't see the whole nation. The Kovan Gorm, you shall maybe curse them from over there. Yikulcheot, Sedei, so he took them to a lookout field. That means a field that looks out. It means a big field, high on a hill. You could see them. Sedei, a field, so that looks out. El Rosh Hapitz, the top of a mountain. Even Shom and build another 7 Mizbeach. The Yal Parvan, bring a bull and a ram on each one, which means 14 animals again. Now, why a bull and a ram? A bull represents Moshe. A bull plows the ground. Moshe plows the people's brains to put in ideas in their head. And the ram has big horns. That's the Kohen Gadol, Aaron. With the big horns, he represents the holiness of the Jewish people. Moshe represents the intelligence of Jewish people. And he put a male cow, and a ram on each Mizbech. Leomer El Bolak. He said to Bolak, Yisyatzeh, stand here. I was by your korbanos. I'm going to go in the woods and see what God's going to tell me. Something must happen. Whatever's going to happen, let it happen. Yoker Hashem El Bilam. God again occurred to Bilam. By Yosem Dover, he put something in his mouth. He told him what to say. He couldn't use his own. Open your mouth, and I'll talk through you. Yomushuv el Bolak. Go back to Bolak. This is what you tell him. Yove loved, and he came back to Bolak. Ine Nitzov, he's standing by his Olah, his carbon, his sacrifice. The story of all the big officers of Moab. Ito with him. Yomulo Bolak said, Nu, ma diversion, what did God say? But Yisumashal picked up his parable. Now, I don't know what that word means, but Moshel is a ruler. God rules his mouth. He may be a lowlife in him, but he's not a liar, this guy. But Yishim Hashol V'yomer, because he says exactly what God is speaking to him. Kum Bolak, get up, Bolak, which means Bolak was the king. And he was now, since he had revelation of God to him, he said, hey, king, don't sit down. I'm the prophet. Said, get up. Kum Bolak, Shema, listen to me. Hazinu, to me. It means he felt he put down the king. Benotzi, you son of Sipar. No, Ishael, God's not a man. He doesn't change his mind. He blessed them centuries ago. No, Ishael, God's not a man. He has him who lies. God's not a man who should be deceitful. Doesn't change his words. Well, Ben Adam, a human being, being Slokum, he doesn't go back on his word. He doesn't go back on his word. Who Omar below Yat? I mean, God does something and he won't keep it. He blessed them centuries ago. But V'lo yati won't do it. He speaks and he doesn't keep it. Hine borech lakachticho. The whole I bless have, to bless I have been taken. Hine borech lakachticho. I was taken to bless them. Ubeirach and I will bless them. Lo achivenu, and I'm not going to go back. He has blessed and he shall not retract me. Lo hibit oven b'yakov. There's no crookedness in Yaakov. The Jews don't have crookedness. If you do crooked, you're not part of the Jewish people. No, he bit of it. I don't see in the future any crookedness in Yaakov. No, raw omel. I don't see any perversity in Yisrael. Imagine our enemy gives us such praises. Hashem Elohim, God is their God. Imo, he's with them. But truas melechbo, and the blast of a king is in them. Truas, what we blow in Rosh Hashanah. It's kiyah truah, you know, which means they feel the blast of God. They've been spoken to by him. Truas, or friendship, reyes means friendship of a king, is theirs. They feel very close to God. El motim, a God took them out of Egypt. Not like you said, they just happened to escape. El, a God, motim, took them out of Egypt. Ketof as rainlow, like the ram's horn, something all nations notice. Like the ram's horns, which means everybody saw this. Kilo nachat yach. There's no divination. There's no tricks and lies and sorcery and voodoo in Yaakov. Lo kesem. There's no stain in Israel. There's no divination in Yaakov. No sorcery in Israel. Ko eis yomer. At a later time, it will be said to Yaakov about Yaakov and Israel. What are you going to say about them in the future? Ma poet, God, look what God did at the end of time. They all are destroyed and they survive. That's what's going to be said at the end of time. Three words. Ma poet, and what God has done. Look at this. After thousands of years, they will still be here and nobody else will. Maybe as individuals, but no other nation. But he, Om Kalavi, this is a nation like a lion. Yochum, it gets up in the morning to daven. Who kari like a female lion, his nase, it raises itself. Lo yishkav, he doesn't lay down at night. Ad yochal tev, till he eats up what it has destroyed. That means he learns Torah. He eats up, he absorbs something that keeps him alive, not food. That means Torah, they learn before they go to sleep. They damar if they learn Torah. But dam chalon, he don't drink the blood of the, consumes the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. You know what that means? Look at Rashi. You think Jews can, like, you know you're not allowed to drink blood, so what does it mean? Look at Rashi in the middle and the bottom. He drinks the blood of the slain. He prophesied, saying Moshe is not going to die. Until he will make the kings of Midian fall slain. Because now they're going to destroy Moab and everybody. And Moshe is still around before they enter the land. And Balaam will be killed with them. Balaam will be killed with them. He says Balaam, but it's wrong translation. Balaam, it has a yud there. Balaam will be killed with them. Shinam, as it says, and Balaam, the son of Balaam, son of Baar, the sorcerer, the children of Israel killed by the sword, among with whom they had slain, with all the other dead soldiers, which means he won't go to sleep at night till he drinks the blood of them, which means the thing is not going to be over till his enemies are slaughtered. That's what it means. He will not lay down. In the end of time, he'll relax when all his enemies are done for. He will. He'll drink the blood of the slain. What that means? They'll be disposed of. Yomer Balak and Bilam. Gam Kov, you again? Lo Kov, he didn't curse them. Gam Balak, you blessed them again many times. Vayan Bilam, Yomer Balak. Hello, Dibadi, I told you. Leimor, Kol Hashem, Yidav Hashem, Otsi. That's only what God tells me I can talk. Yom Bolagil Bilin. One last place. Lachor, come with me. Ekakoel Mokamakam, I'm bringing it to another place. Ulai, maybe Yishar Be'eni Alakim, maybe God will see it okay. Bekovali Misham, and you can curse them for me. So he brought him in a place where reminded God of some big sin the Jews did. Yikach Bolak and Bilin, Rosh HaPor, the top of the Por. That's where they do worship the Baal Por. That's the God of immorality. As you see at the end of this Sedra, Bilam says, listen, I couldn't curse them because God didn't let me, but I'm going to give you my own advice. You want to ruin these people? Bring in the women from Moab, the prostitutes, and they'll get involved with them, and their God will kill them because he hates immorality. Ooh. He brought them to the Rosh HaPor. The Por is a God that they used to defecate in front of it because they said that God loves our inside because what your inside, what comes out is product of your body's digestion. It means your internal internals you're going to give to that God. That was a type of sick, perverted idol worship. That's what they used to do to that. That was the worship. Anishka, it looks at such a high peak. It looks down on the rest of the valleys there. Yom Bilim Abolit. B'nei B'lim is again, seven Mizbeach, and put a bar, and seven animals, 14 animals. So how much is 14, 14, and 14? Hmm?
42
is God's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you'd write out the word Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud, Yud Vav Dal, Hey Yud, Vav, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud. If you add it up, it's 42. Interesting. Which means you brought 42 sacrifices to God, even though you didn't believe in God, Balak. But because that Balak did this, something great happened in the benefit of the centuries later of Balak's nation, the Moabites. Something happened. They had some kind of military success over the Jews because Bilam forced him to bring 42 sacrifices to God. And Bilam believed in God. And Balak didn't, but he wanted him to curse him. So he did what Bilam told him. There's some kind of success centuries later that the nation of Moab, which Balak was their king now, had some kind of control, some kind of victory over the Jews. We'll get into that when, if we have time. Yaz Balak, he did it the third time. Kasha, Omer, Bilam, like this.
Yaz
brought a bull and a ram on every Mizbeach. 7 times 2 is 14. 14 times 3 is 42. One of God's names is 42 letters. Yaz Bilam, Kitov, and Hashem. Bilam saw it's good in the eyes of God to bless the Jews. Now comes that famous prayer that we say every day. He saw that God likes blessings. So, lo holak lepam upam. He didn't go like the other times. To the snakes, to charm the snakes. And they used to have, the snakes have some kind of power. He used to divine with the snakes. Vayosis, as Amidbar in front of him, he looked out to the desert, and he looked at the future of the Jewish people. He used to build them, and they picked up his eyes. Vayaris, he swelled. He saw Jews. Shochin, the shvatim. Everyone's tent, the doorway of the tent, was never looking into a doorway of another tent. Always turned it away from the other guy's door so they would have a privacy. They didn't look into other people's private tent. The Jews had respect for each other. No one had his front door of a tent next to the other guy's. They always turned it away. They saw that they believe in tznius, modesty. Shochin Lishvatav, they're living in their dip. Everyone has their tribe, and all the tents were not turned away from each other. Tiolav Ruachav, now the real spirit of God settled in him. He picked up his mushal of a yomer. Umbil, so says Bilam, the Nobar, the son of Bar. Noam Hagever, so says the man, Shasum Ayin, who with piercing eyes. Noam Shomea Imre, so says the man who hears God's voice. Asher Machazeh Shakai, he sees God, Shin Dali Yud. Yechazeh, he sees him. No fail, even though I'm a low life. Ugolu Einai, but my eyes are open. Here comes the prayer that every Jew says when he walks into shul every single morning. Even though it came from the mouth of a anti-Semitic wicked pervert. But God made him talk. So what's the difference if a donkey talks or God makes a Bilam talk? It's God's words. So we say that every day. Matova Olecho Yaakov. How goodly are your tents, Yaakov. Mishkan Osecho, your dwelling place is Yisrael. Oh, Olecho, that's the 40 years, that little Mishkan. And Mishkan Echo is the base of Migdash, the real building. Kenecholim Notoyin. They're like rivers, streams, all stretching out all over the world. The Jews have influence all over the world. Gaganos, like gardens. Alehor, from a mountain that run down the side of the mountain. Kaholim, like cedars. Not Hashem, the God planted. Karozim, like cedars. Oh, aloe. Aloe is this plant that smells very good. Not Hashem, the God planted. Because, you know, aloe plant is very good for your skin. Anyone ever lived in the hot countries down in Florida? If you have sun poisoning or poison ivy, you put the, you take a low plant, you crack it open, spit it on your skin. It's the best skin solvent that exists. It also cures other things. Not like cedars next to the water. Big cedar trees. Jews are very powerful. Yizomayim midol, water jump falls out of its buckets, which means they'll continue living on forever. Like when the bucket overflows, it runs over. The Jews will be around forever. The Zaro and his children, B'mayim Rabim, and all the waters, they're going to spread around the whole world. Vayarum Agog Malko, they'll be much greater than Agag. Agag is the father of Haman. He'll be much greater than the Gentiles. His kingdom is upraised. El Motziv, God took him out of Egypt. They didn't come out by themselves. Ketovos Re'emlo, according to the intensity of his loftiness. V'yoha Goyim, he eats up the Gentiles. He shall consume the nation, either by words or they'll just disappear. The nation, his enemies. Sort of his enemy. Vats Moseim and their bones he shall break. You got him. The chitz of Yechamikot and his portion he shall take as his share. They'll take what they took from us. Korah, he crouches down like a lion. Shokav Kari, who can love Yefima lion. Who's going to start up with them? Mikumen, who's going to raise them up? Barakechabark, those who bless them get blessed. Varecha Aron, those who curse them will be cursed. That's why President Trump always says, I'm pro-Israel, because he heard way back, many of the presidents, way back from Truman on, they said, if you're pro-Israel, you'll never lose. If you're against Israel, you're going to lose your job as president, the country will be attacked. And if you follow Jewish history, you'll see that. Those presidents who were anti-Semitic were either executed, died, or they lost the world wars or whatever. And those who are pro-Israel will be for guaranteed to be winners. It says it here, those who curse him will be cursed, those who bless him will be blessed. V'yichah af bolak, that's why he's going to win the next election in a big way. V'yichah af, even though you have the press against him and all the liberals, and they're going to self-destruct, you know that? Okay, we'll finish one more minute. V'yichah af bolak, bolak was furious, now Bilam. V'yisbuk was couple, he smacked his hands together. Yom bolak, Bilam, l'kova, if I to curse my enemies, curse you, I called you. Behini Barakti also shoulders from you curse, you bless them three times. Mato Barak, look, run away from here. Get beat it. I'm not giving you a penny. Barak, run for your life. Elmacom, go back to your country. Omarti Kabita, I said I would honor you. But now God held back the honor for you because you didn't help me at all. Okay, I'm not gonna go any further, but Bilam says later, as you read later, listen, now I'm gonna tell you my advice. And he taught about the girls to make bring in the prostitutes, and that 24,000 Jews were supposed to be killed. And Zimri jumped up next week's parsha, and he killed one man who did this, the head of Shimon, and he executed him in public. And there, not one single Jew was killed. 24,000 were supposed to die, not one was killed, because one of the great men of Israel got overcome by this beautiful woman, Balak's daughter, who was really out to seduce Moshe Rabbeinu. And this guy from Shimon said, no, come over here. I'll give you a better time. He's from the Levi. I'm from Shimon, the second tribe. He's from the third tribe. And I'm younger than him. And some people say he did it on purpose to give his life. So he was executed by Pinchas. But she wanted, Balak said, if you get the cheap guy, Moshe, you got them, all the Jews. That's how powerful this prostitution is. It's so powerful. It's exactly equal to the other side, holiness. Well, that's why Kedusha, holiness, and Kedesha, a prostitute, is the same word. True spirituality is so powerful in a positive way, like immorality in the negative way. That's why Kedusha, holiness, is the same as a call girl, Kedesha. Not just a girl that does a few little things off. No, a professional call girl is called a Kedesha. Isn't it interesting? Two powerful forces, extreme holiness and absolute filth, they have the same power. Look around the world. You see it today. People who can't control themselves, they get ruined themselves. All right, somebody's calling me. Any questions?
No, thank you, Rabbi.
Any questions? 11:30, you know it's late. But we'll meet again on Thursday. And on Thursday, we'll learn the laws of Shiva Subatamas, which is on Sunday. If you get
thank
my
you
saber,
very much,
bring
Rabbi.
That section on Shiva Osman Thomas. Yeah, what did you want to say? What? Okay, everybody left. Zyka's on, everybody. Be good.
Have a good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Have a night.